This is the Desai Group's podcast on innovation. The topics are selected based on our applied research and client engagements. For more podcasts, articles, and white papers, please visit our website at www.desai.com. That is www.desai.com. And now our CEO and co-founder, Mr. Jatin Desai.
What is strategy-driven innovation? You know, in today's market, we believe that to succeed and thrive, a business cannot accidentally or occasionally be innovative. We think that they must innovate at a rate faster than current or even future competitors with a high degree of predictability. There are probably many definitions of innovation one can adopt, but at our organization, we simplify innovation and creativity in a very simple format. We say that companies who spend money to find ideas is exercising creativity. In other words, you know, creativity is nothing more than spending money to find ideas. But when a company uses the ideas to make money, we call that innovation. So innovation is a process of creating new ideas and turning them into new business value for internal customers as well as external customers. So when we talk about value, it brings up a clarity question that organizations must ask of themselves when committing to innovation. There are a number of types of values that an organization must point to in order to have innovation make a big difference. Innovation could be targeted towards, say, a top-line growth, innovation activities that primarily generate revenue. Or it could be focused on bottom-line optimization growth, innovation activities that yield profit. Or the third area that value can be created using innovation is just overall shareholder value. These are the activities that increases the value of the company. Elements that will increase, in other words, the net present value of the organization. Innovation excellence means making a real clear choice between three sources of these types of values. An organization can strategically, therefore, innovate. So strategy-driven innovation is really a process of doing it continuously, generating this value continuously as a matter of strategy. You know, 1 year you might have a very strong focus on optimizing the bottom line of the organization because the markets have been unforgiving. But soon after, you must move your effort towards focusing in on top-line growth. When you can strategically align your innovation efforts to the organizational need to generate value, you now have what we call strategy-driven innovation. So it's a process of doing this continuously as a matter of strategy, as a method, and therefore building a habit internally everywhere in the organization. When this happens, the organization now creates a very vibrant, mature environment for innovation. And it's supported usually by a set of core values, practices that are demonstrable, and they embrace core methodology. When you put all of that together, now you've got a framework for what we call strategy-driven innovation. It produces innovation as a consistent output for the organization to build the next S-curves. Organizations that are not doing that are going to have a tough time succeeding in the future, according to our data. You know, the markets are always very, very unforgiving. There's enough history that shows that when organizations don't commit to innovation, they are not going to be able to create a sustainable future for their stakeholders. An example of back in October 2000, you know, Intel lost about $91 billion in market value because it issued some sort of a guidance on October 14th of 2000, predicting that its quarterly revenues would increased just 3 to 5% from the second quarter, well below the 9 to 12% that the market analysts were expecting. You know, one day loss for Intel that day was equal to 22% in market cap. Similarly, at Cisco, not too far distance from what happened to Intel, they lost $83 billion because Merrill Lynch issued a downgrade, citing fears of slowing capital spending in IT for Cisco. And therefore, in the 4 days, they lost about 24% of market cap. So when an organization is heavily dependent upon market conditions and doesn't have an innovation engine, strategically, they are not in the right position for them to create a sustainable future. Therefore, it is clear that sustainable, profitable growth drives value creation. This principle for us at Desai holds true regardless of economic conditions or a legitimate focus on, say, cost containment activities or productivity focus in near term. Still relying on growth to justify market values is really, in many ways, a high-stakes game. So sustainable growth through innovation is not only not optional, we think it's essential to the valuation of large commercial enterprises, regardless of the economic conditions. While large companies possesses lots of resources and capabilities that give them a unique advantage and opportunities to innovate, very few organizations really do a good job at overcoming the internal concrete roadblocks that often stand in the way of driving innovation. So we think that the central question relating to innovation imperative in an organization then are not whether to innovate or even how to, but rather how to institutionalize innovation, especially if you're a large company environment. In other words, how do you build a climate and culture of innovation, create agility and entrepreneurship while maintaining standards and controls necessary for ongoing governance? The SAI strategy-driven innovation framework is based on about 25 years of our innovation experience with regional and global clients across a number of sectors and industries. It's a systematic execution method directly addresses an organization's specific mandate for innovation, and therefore moves or helps move your organization towards your value target that you are trying to hit through your strategies. Now, managing innovation is like many other things that you already manage. It does require discipline. It does require planning. It does require motivation. It does require investment. It does require measurement and training. However, it is dissimilar in that it is found everywhere in the business, and it is volatile, and it is easy to cripple once you start on this journey, if not done through a systematic implementation and execution framework. The word innovation may come back and haunt you. It may take on a negative connotation, as it has in many, many, many organizations. In the innovation execution framework, there are a number of strategic success factors that we promote. So let me share those with you. First of all, the first important step in helping to drive strategy-driven innovation, a disruptive method to create what we call box three or brand new businesses, or a incremental business opportunities to enhance the current portfolio of projects and initiatives you have to increase the top line or improve the bottom line. Either of those types of activities still requires fundamentally implementation strategy for innovation. In our strategy-driven innovation framework process, the first thing we recommend is building an innovation strategy that links to your business strategy. That's very, very critical. And in it, you should develop a clear innovation mandate. In other words, why are we doing innovation? So everyone understands it. Second, make sure you assess the organizational readiness for innovation. Not every organization is committed to innovation or when the top leaders are commit to it, the organization isn't ready. And there might be structural disalignment that may cause investments to not pay off and therefore lose momentum very shortly after. So there is a process of measuring, is your company ready for innovation? Make sure you understand that. And then third is develop a value creation strategy. Depending on what value you're trying to hit, your strategy for innovation should help you get to that strategy, or help you get to that success of that strategy. That's first step, is in other words, linking innovation to your business strategy. The second thing you want to do is to develop your innovation playbook. What that means to us is building links to actionable insights. Once you've linked innovation to your organizational business strategy and you've identified your value targets, then you'll need to educate your employees at all levels on how the organization generates profit. By creating transparency, all employees will have a better idea of how to generate ideas. And you need to figure that out based on the current readiness of the organization. There's a number of different ways that can be done. But your innovation playbook will identify what can you immediately action in the current structural environment based on the readiness of the organization. Then develop a roadmap, specifically a two-part roadmap, a short-term and a long-term. Short-term should give you some very quick innovation-related demonstrable projects that you could show positive impact to those that might be just sitting on the sideline about innovation. It will allow you, therefore, to create a more stronger committed sponsorship. And then based on that, your long-term plan will become much more predictable and successful. And that's part of developing the playbook. Step three, then, is to begin the implementation and execution capability. So once you've developed an innovation strategy linked to your business strategy, then develop a playbook for innovation, which is a strategic plan, short-term and long-term. And number three, the third step, is to begin a four-step process for implementation. First step is to create a line of sight. One of the first high priority is when you begin the implementation is to define where people are going to be adding value vertically and horizontally, so the innovation activities immediately is aligned to what people are trying to do in their day-to-day lives. So that, in other words, link your initiatives and embed innovation into the initiatives as opposed to making innovation a whole separate activity. Most organizations are not going to want to implement innovation on the sideline. So you have to integrate by allowing employees to see the line of sight between your current work and the innovation work. Second, establish a communication and knowledge sharing. So there's going to be a lot of ideas generated. People should be free to share ideas, but you need a way to manage those conversations and let those ideas be shared, even if it's in a small project constrained areas. The third step as part of the implementation is to make sure you begin with really good innovators who can role model. You know, innovation can occur by having innovators who can generate real wealth, generate real value, generate great ideas, as well as create a followership. You having your organizations that are real innovators, but you may not know who they are. You need to find innovators at all levels who have the inherent ability to quickly demonstrate innovation attributes, creativity attributes, people who can think in a diverse manner, who can tap into each other's competencies with that, and are willing to take the risks first and foremost. There are a set of innovators, cherry pick them, and mobilize them to role model what innovation climate should look like. Once you've done that through a pilot program, etc., then the next last step is to make sure that you then expand that and learn from those initial implementations quickly so you could come back and modify your playbook for the long term. Of course, in every organization, there's barriers and risks that have to be mitigated. And those are very, very important. And those barriers in many organizations have all to do with proper mindset to harvest and manage ideas. The second biggest barrier we find is lack of recognition that organizations have. That has to be mitigated so individuals can be somewhat free to share their ideas and be recognized, even if they don't get implemented. The third big barrier is many organizations are big, and that makes it difficult to mobilize the creative capacity that might be available to drive innovation for the organization. And another barrier that generally is inherent in most organizations is that many organizations are doing lots and lots of projects already. They have a broad product and delivery portfolio already. And in such large institutions, how do you now find time for innovation? How do you find experimentation for innovation and begin this new journey that allows the game of innovation to actually be successful in organizations? Those are important barriers to manage, as well as the steps of innovations that the organization can undertake. Strategy-driven innovation framework is a methodology. It's an experienced, applied methodology across numerous industries that helps organizations systematically execute with methods and tools to help drive innovation from beginning to the end.
Thank you for listening. To access all of our resources, you can visit our website at www.decide.com/resources.